The Dow continued to rise today, but the NASDAQ and tech fall. We'll share why. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of November, the day before Veterans Day, and thanks for being with us. In other news, there are a number of states where folks continue to struggle to pay their bills, and we'll share those details. Meanwhile, some who are fortunate to continue their jobs are saving money, and lots of it. Walmart and GM are in a deal that we'll share with you. United is going back to JFK Airport in New York. Verizon is gathering some cash. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, curbside hiring is going on. Let's get into the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can find us on Twitter. You'll find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, stocks ended the day mixed following a banner day yesterday, fueled by the news of a possible vaccine. Investors cooled off a bit today, but sold technology stocks, the once prized choice during the pandemic. So the question is, why? Well, tech stocks were attractive during the pandemic, which is still raging, but investors are motivated by some hope in a vaccine. However, and this is big, experts have cautioned that mass deployment of a vaccine remains months away, and even President-elect Joe Biden also issued that warning. And remember, the data that we got yesterday is from the company rather than independent peer reviews. Plus, there's that storage issue. You got to store this stuff at like minus 80 degrees, and then we get into distribution. In short, it may be way too early to celebrate any vaccine. And the stocks, how'd they do today? I'll share those numbers in just a bit. Nearly one-third of people with household incomes between $25,000 and $125,000 are earning less as a result of the pandemic. All of this according to a survey conducted by the Rand Corporation. Of this group, 27% are having trouble paying the bills. Some states and their residents are faring better financially than others. But many of the states that are struggling the most were in serious debt prior to this year. And the pandemic has only made things worse. So let's go through a couple of these states and we'll share the details with you. Here are some of the states where people are most in rough shape. Louisiana. Over 57,000 people lost their jobs since March 13. Unfortunately, close to that same amount expect to lose their jobs in the next 4 weeks. And Louisiana was already in debt prior to the pandemic. The state came into the year with $21.6 billion in debt, and that was a possible $17,000 per taxpayer liability. Then there's New York State. More than 2.6 million people are finding it somewhat difficult to pay usual household expenses, and another 1.8 million are having a challenging time doing so. Going into the COVID-19 crisis, the New York budget was $118 million in deficit. Kentucky. As in other states, thousands of folks have lost their jobs or are not working full-time. In total, 8,800 people are currently behind on their mortgage payments, and 137,000 are past due on rent payments. Connecticut, well, that state going into 2020, the budget was at a $67 billion deficit. Get this. That's a taxpayer burden of $50,700 per taxpayer. And rising. As for housing, 113,000 Connecticut homeowners are behind on their mortgages, and 70,000 households are not caught up on rent payments. Coming in last with the worst financial situation in the United States is New Jersey. The state was $189 billion in debt before the pandemic, and that could result in an overwhelming $58,000 financial burden per taxpayer. As for housing, 346,000 homeowners are behind on mortgage payments, and 280,000 are not caught up on their rent. Said it's teaming up with Cruise, the autonomous vehicle company controlled by General Motors, in its latest experiment with self-driving delivery vehicles. Walmart says it's agreed to a pilot program with Cruise to start early next year, in which Cruise's self-driving vehicles will make contact-free deliveries to Walmart customers from local stores in Scottsdale, Arizona. The program launched back in April and could be expanded later next year if all goes well. Express delivery is currently offered at roughly 2,800 U.S. Walmart stores. Yeah, it's kind of like a tale of two cities. Like we just mentioned, thousands of Americans are out of work or working fewer hours and are having trouble paying their bills and housing costs. Meanwhile, some in America have been able to save a bunch of money in the hope of finally being able to afford a home. For those with steady employment, the city lockdowns and flexible remote work options have made it possible to rack up savings faster than ever. Add in stimulus checks and student loan deferrals, and homeownership among many is finally within reach. So here's an example from money. Since the pandemic began, Sarah Berner, a Las Vegas-based accountant, has been able to save up a whopping $50,000, which is about half of her annual salary, to put toward the upcoming home purchase. So how'd she do it? Well, Berner says it was largely reduced spending that got her there. She went on to say, quote, "With more and more time spent indoors to avoid COVID-19, it became easier to pinch pennies. I cut down on eating out, entertainment, and general costs that used to add up quickly in the past," end quote. Things like her $6 a day Starbucks purchase. She also cut out one expense per week until she was down to nothing more than groceries and bills. She even gave up driving in favor of biking. The hardest task so far for her was the 50-minute round trip when she does get to have to go to the office. Interesting. Well, there are little wins, but wins just the same. United Airlines has set a date for its return to New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, and that date is February 1st. The Chicago-based airline is taking advantage of a lull in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic to grab some space at what is normally one of the country's most congested airports. The airline ended service at JFK back in October of 2015. After losing all kinds of cash there. United is planning to operate a Boeing 767 plane to San Francisco and Los Angeles from Kennedy's Airport Terminal Number 7. See what you learn here? Verizon Communications is selling $12 billion of bonds as blue-chip companies rush to squeeze in debt sales following optimistic news about a potential COVID-19 vaccine. A person with knowledge of the effort said that the telecommunications giant is selling debt in five parts, with proceeds earmarked for spectrum costs and repayment of outstanding indebtedness. The longest portion of the offering, a $2 billion 40-year security, will yield 1.3 percentage points above Treasuries. The company is pouring billions of dollars into 5G network expansion. This next generation of wireless technology promises 100 times higher speeds and instant response times to facilitate breakthroughs in robotic surgery and autonomous cars. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped by more than 260 points, but the NASDAQ slid as investors tended to rotate out of tech stocks. The once mighty technology sector were sold off and returns were plowed into stocks linked to an economic recovery. The blue chips rose by 262 points and change to close at 29,420. However, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ did struggle. The S&P 500 closed down by 0.1% to 35,45, and the NASDAQ slid 1.4% to 11,553. For the long term, analysts say that the tech stocks are solid, but investors are looking more short term. And because of that, today Amazon fell by 3.5%, Zoom Video dropped by 9%, Alphabet was down by 1.4%, and Microsoft fell by 3.4% on the day's trade. And finally, there is this. Taco Bell is hosting socially distant parties to fill about 2,000 positions at more than 400 restaurants, and they're offering curbside interviews with potential employees who can stay in their cars. The chain's third annual job fair is being done a lot differently this year, taking place in restaurant parking lots or patio areas with tables, chairs, and tents at least 6 feet apart. Owned by Yum Brands, which also operates the Pizza Hut and KFC brands, Taco Bell is looking to hire more than 2,000 people to fill full and part-time positions at those company-owned restaurants. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us for the business news headlines. For those of us who put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.